Everything you wanted to know about the music industry. Ask Vic. Vic McClain from Virtuoso Music and Distribution on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Call Hollywood Connections with Don Reese, 727-441-3000.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Don. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Don.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hey, did that glass just break with that sound? Wow, Peter, what lungs you have.
I'm sure he pulled a hamstring, though. And it was Preston's.
But that's okay. It was worth it.
Yes, good. We are back, HollywoodConnections.biz, and we are auditioning talent, and I want to thank the famous Pete O'Shea for being here.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Great. And you haven't met Ron yet.
Well, we just met, and he insulted me 2 seconds into the conversation. Just because he's right.
I was guessing your age.
Oh, wait, no, you're not guessing my age. You said I was born the same time as Abbott and Costello. Yes, it's true.
I was guessing your age.
Yes,
I was trying
true.
To do the mentalist trick,
no,
you know.
It's true. I was the waiter at the Last Supper. That is true. I also handed the nails to Noah, and I polished up the stones for David, and it wasn't a whale that swallowed Jonah. It was me.
Oh, wow.
I was a little chunkier back then. That's why people, they got confused. You know what I mean? So, yes, you're right. I am. I'm old.
No, you're not. You're young as can be, and I love what you're doing, Pete, and you have such a great show, the Pete O'Shea Show on the Choice Network.
Choice Radio Network, yes. Every day from 3 to 6 p.m., the Pete O'Shea Show, Wade Williams and Ivan Miranda. We're bringing the best of really cool people. You know what we had on yesterday? Darren Dowler,
Ooh. The
lead singer from Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, super cool.
And also a major, very fantastic actor also. And he was so much fun and so cool, so down to earth. I was expecting, you know, attitude a little bit. I was expecting a little bit of a rock star. But he was a nice guy.
Nice.
I'm like, this guy over here would sell me 2 seconds.
You're auditioning for him.
He's auditioning for me.
Oh, that's true. Oh.
So far,
for him.
So far it's a critical fail. I get it. I'm not going to get the job, am I?
Well, anyways, Ron, introduce yourself on the second hour here, what you're looking for in your film and what you're doing.
My name is Ron El-Khatib. I am a producer for Vortex Productions. I'm also the owner. We're casting for a movie called Redneck Games, which starts filming July 15th. We're going to be using a lot of the local businesses in Sarasota County, Lee County, and also Palm Beach County. It's a family-friendly movie about a couple guys that live here in the state of Florida and, big city guy that's kind of trying to mess with their, you know, whole zen. Or whatever.
Here I am. I'm the big city guy. Come
there
on.
There you go.
Let me explain it to you. I'm going to mess with your zen. All right? I'm going to take your zen. I'm going to knock it all over the building over here for calling me old over here.
Well, yeah. This lawyer kind of steals their... Well, he sets them up for failure, and he's trying to... You gotta go on our website and check out the synopsis.
I love it. All kidding aside, really now, we're playing around with each other. I love it that it's a family friendly movie. We need more of those, brother. We don't have enough of them. Okay, my brother and I, Preston Walden over there, we're putting a movie together too that he wrote, an amazing film. We need more family films out there. That 40-foot screen has a huge influence on people's lives. Okay,
I agree.
And it's filled right now with gratuitous sex and violence, and young people especially are being lured into that trap. So what you guys are doing, going against the grain of that and working hard to make family-friendly film, I'm proud of you for that, brother.
Yeah, well, the one thing I see out there nowadays is a lot of the independent filmmakers are going for the easy kill. They're making mostly horror films, action films, and things like that. Comedy is a very hard nut to crack. It's very subjective. And you know, we're looking for an audience that, you know, anyone can go there and watch. Like, there's films out there that are like, if you guys saw Sausage Party, you know, that's like just like very adult, but they put it in a cartoon format, and then, you know, you go to the theater with the kids, and it's like, what?
From the outside, it looks like the beginning of the drive-in thing, right?
Yeah, I know, right.
Out to
right,
the movie, and then you right, get in, and you're like, what the hell are they doing?
I know. And so when we put together Redneck Games, we followed an old school format. We were thinking about like movies like Smokey and the Bandit, Cannonball Run. We were thinking about moral, like movies with morals, like the Rob Reiner films, like Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, things like that.
Those are John Hughes films, but you're close.
John Hughes, right. But the point is that...
John Hughes, Rob Reiner, how can you tell them apart? They're like brothers, those two. Right. They look exactly alike.
But the point is that a lot of the new movies now, they don't button it up. They don't leave you with a moral. They just end it.
I don't need to see Pirates of the Caribbean 19. I really don't. Johnny, give it a break, brother. You're done. All right? Sit down. Get off the stage, brother. You've had enough. I haven't seen a new good idea coming out of Hollywood in a really long time.
I know.
Remakes and sequels. Seriously, you needed to redo True Grit. Seriously, John Wayne is spinning in his grave thinking about that right now.
I know.
So
I know.
We need new good creative ideas like you guys are coming up with. Good films are coming from guys like you and guys like Preston.
Yeah. The thing you got to look at is like every other movie is a Marvel movie, like a superhero movie or a remake of a really good old movie like the remake they did with Total Recall. The new boxing movie, the Sylvester Stallone flick, you know, Creed. And that, yeah, and those
things. Mentally ready.
I know. They just they keep taking those really. The reason why those older movies were so good is because they had a story and they had a moral and they had, you know, like you're watching a Rocky movie and you're like, yeah, no matter what, this guy just kept going and you know. He battled against adversity and he, you know, well, all this stuff. And that's what makes people feel good.
All right, you're hijacking my agenda. Quiet down.
Okay, everybody, it's 7:13. We have to have him audition because there's so many people waiting and they drove in from all over.
You need to have a movie with a good moral compass. You're 100% right. Like the movie you got coming out, like When Land Meets the Sky, which is the film that Preston wrote that Wade Williams and I are going to produce with him along with Curtis Graham and Jen Hall and a bunch of other people. We're going to make a movie there that makes people think, that inspires and empowers, that makes them feel good, see the best of the human spirit. That's what a film should do, okay? And if you can't do that, then like I said before, get off the stage, all right? It's time to do it. All right,
yeah, so you're wasting 2 hours of someone's life.
That's why Ernest Goes to Camp was so popular.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's what am I supposed to do now?
So you're going
to
audition for them. Give them a monologue comedy, yeah.
No, I don't have to audition. I just did. He already hired me. It's already done.
I'm looking for, you know, it's not so much your ability as it is the person inside. You know, you need to, like when I hired all the actors that we've hired, I literally, some of them I just talked to over the phone and I was like, I like the energy you're putting out. I like, you know, I like what you're about. I feel like.
Wait, hold on.
No, I don't need to see that.
Since I got those testosterone pellets, I got hair now on my chest. I didn't have hair on my chest.
Oh, but
I got those testosterone pellets in my buttocks, and now I got hair on my chest.
No.
Yeah, it's about your energy. It's about, you know, your drive and your passion. And I think that when you bring positive people to your set, it creates a positive energy.
I agree.
And then I think the other actors will feed off that energy and work together as a family.
I agree with you 100%. I do interviews all day long on other stations as well. They call me the hope dealer. That's what I'm known as, right? I'm sober for 27 years.
Congratulations.
I used to drink like a Kennedy. I pour beer on my cereal in the morning. We're talking snap, crackle, and burp, okay? But I have not had a drink now in 27 years.
Wow.
And I am telling you that I am now helping other people get away from that also. And I'm living the life of going back for the rest. Here's the analogy of my life. The car slams into the pole, and as it hits, I got flung out, okay? Now the car is starting to go on fire, and I'm going back into the car to pull the other people out.
Uh-huh.
I'm living my whole life to live that way, okay?
That's
great. I got off of drugs as well, all right? I did Vicodin, Percodan, Lieutenant Dan. You gave it to me. I used it, okay? If it was going to get me high, I used it. I haven't had a drug in 10 years now, okay? Cool. You're also looking at a walking miracle. I should be dead. I walked off an operating table. When I got there, I could not walk.
And through miracle fashion, with a laser and a camera, while I was awake and watched, a guy operated on my back, fixed my leg, and I walked off that operating table. Mm. And I've been walking ever since, and I couldn't walk when I got there. And I've been on a maniacal mission ever since then to provide hope and tell people there is a chance. That's why I do the radio show. That's why I wrote a book about it called Pain Was My Friend. I'm out there motivational speaking on a regular basis, and I'm doing stand-up now. We only do stand-up in churches. We only do it now to raise money. I've done 65 shows in the last year and a half. We've raised $250,000. We put roofs on churches. We fed people. One of the shows we did, check this out. They took the money. They flew to Thailand, and they bought 11 girls that were going to get sold into sex slavery. Brother, I told a couple of jokes on the altar of a church, and that's what's happened. You're talking about a guy who did TV a dozen times, who performed in front of 12,000 people, who opened for Dennis Leary and Kevin James and Andrew Dice Clay, and that was the best night of my career.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, can I ask you real quick, because I know we have a lot of people that drove in from all over, and you got to come back because we love you.
Yeah, I drove from down the block, so I can just go anytime you want.
I know, but you know, what would you tell other people, and this is important because we do have inspirational, if they have a problem drinking, and you said you had a problem.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
Ask for some help. Just say, I can't handle it. Admit you can't handle it. And figure out what the underlying cause is.
Right.
There's always an underlying cause. Just like in a disease, there's always an underlying cause. So you have an empty hole that you're trying to fill. Why? What happened? For me, it was the back pain. And I went back and you dealt with it. Face it, okay? Face it. Look at it, okay?
Right.
Self-examine and really do it. Self-examination is hard as hell. It's like pushing molasses up a sandy hill. But you can do it. And once you get past it and you understand what's really going on, you can get over it. I got over it, and I'm telling you, I was the worst drunk there ever was.
Wow. That's a great inspiration.
The good Lord invented whiskey to keep the Irish from ruling the world.
And keep your husbands from remembering what your wife said.
An Irish seven-course meal is a six-pack and a potato.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're here, Pete, and we have more people to connect you with. People I'm sending over to you as well.
Okay, cool.
And I'm glad that you two connected also, Ron.
Dude,
it's a good thing.
I really believe in what you're doing.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And Preston Walden, you know I love you, brother.
Yay, Preston.
Brother. Okay, you know I love you.
Jen, we miss you. We were hoping you'd be here, too, tonight. We're going to get her back.
Okay.
Thank you, Pete.
Bye,
O'Shea.
Guys.
Tune
Thanks.
Into the Choice Network.
I got to go because after dark is the thing with the whole, the thing goes off.
And we have a good audition list here, and I want to introduce here, I'm going to have her sit down in a second and introduce herself. This is Alexia. She is one of my top reporters, but she got so busy doing a lot of film and TV, and so we're going to have her in a second, but let's get our auditions coming up first. Let's get you here. Let's bring David over, and you're going to sing. He has a redneck song for you.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. I can't wait.
Alexia, stay here. Yeah, stay here. And you can have a seat, Alexia. I think there's one right there, unless we have a camera going. And I want you to introduce yourself, and you're from CVF Productions.
I am. I'm David Van Sice, and I'm here against all my that is a big mic. All against my own nervous intentions. But hey, I'm here to let you know I'm an international voiceover artist as well as a national. I'm getting into acting here. I've already got a part nailed with a production called Honeymoon Island, where I play Pirate Bill. I don't know why.
I have a friend named Pirate Bill. He's
Do
a real Pirate
really?
Bill. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's
He's
the same guy. And other than that, I like being positive, and communication is always crucial. And being professional and on time is my mantra, as they put it. So, but, you know, I really like entertaining. I've been a singer-songwriter for 42 years, and from there, it all went downhill. No, I mean, I'm just, you know, going and taking each step at a time, but I really felt that acting would be great, not only as becoming an actor, but as becoming a voice actor. And, you know, because for years, I'm like, why don't they get regular voice actor guys in the movies so much? And it's like, because they're actors first, then they put them in the movies. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. So I'd like to, I know that there was a monologue type of thing or.
Right. Well, do you have a monologue first?
Yes.
Okay, let's
well,
do it.
Kind of a monologue.
Okay. We're going to do that and we're going
to
sing.
Well, I wanted to tell a story that was told to me by a IBM official, head of security. And he told me about his grandfather back in the days, and they were back out west riding on their horses. And off in the distance, they saw this Indian with his head to the ground. Well, one of the cowboys said, well, do you see that Indian off there in the distance there? Yeah, why? So what? Well, I was told that they do all sorts of things, listening for things coming and going with their ear to the ground. Nah, can't be. Well, let's ride up and ask him. And as they rode up, they realized that the Indian is still with his ear to the ground. And as they came up, they said, "Hey there, Mr. Indian. What you doing?" And then the Indian said, "Covered wagon. Two horses. One brown, one black. Man, woman. Two children. One boy, one girl. Brown, shaggy dog. With cow. Black and white. Going west." "Well, doggone, you mean to tell me you heard all that just by putting your ear to the ground?" "No, ran over me about half hour ago."
That was good.
He has some amazing voiceovers, and he's got to send you his demo. Amazing. So when are you going to sing? And at 7:21, we have to get everybody on the air.
I'll do something real quick and short. I think everybody's heard the song, and, you know, I don't have any original redneck songs. Of course, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I apologize for anybody, but, you know, I was going to come in and say, this is a little ballad that my father used to sing to me before I'd go to bed.
Ooh.
Wow. I got a little change in my pocket going jang-a-lang-a-lang. Gonna call you on the telephone, honey, give you a ring. But each time I do, I get the same old thing. I get no honey, no kissy until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Whoa, 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 baby, 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 why do you treat me this way? I'm still your lover boy, I still feel the same way. And that's why she started telling free milk and a cow. She said, no hugging, no kissing until I get a wedding vow. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Wow. That was really good.
I figured I could go all night. I could go all night here, folks.
I know we have a half hour. We can get everybody.
I know.
Let's play one more song. What do you have one more song?
I actually have his intro for Hollywood Connections if you want me to play that.
Yes,
too.
Yes. Listen to this.
All right, here
this.
We go.
We'll be right back.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
And David, you wrote that for me, and thank you so much. I said, just trust me. You have an agent. We got you famous faces. And, you know, even if you have an agent and there's producers, they still want to know, do you have an agent? And sometimes yes, no. But we want to thank you for being so patient, and you're amazing. Do you have another song for us real quick?
Oh, boy, another song.
We
well,
have a
you're
few
really
seconds.
Asking for a lot
I
now.
Do. I am, and we're going to get everybody on. Actually, there's a line of people out there, and we just love your music.
It's called an encore, buddy.
An encore,
oh, okay.
Encore.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right.
That's okay.
It's okay. You had a great opening. That was great.
No, thank you. I put you on the spot.
I came in with one remnant song, and that was it.
Oh, we want to thank you.
Put another log on fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Well, what do you want for a redneck song, really? Okay, well, I think I've had my share of the limelight.
I
appreciate you, everybody putting up with me.
That's fine.
Yeah, so as soon as I get the throw cards. I sneeze cards. Ah, headshots everywhere. No, but anyway, I just want to make sure I get all the info out. I want to thank Dawn Reese for being such a great person, getting me back in here. And a shout out to Deborah Sosa and Mark Montalesi from CBF Productions.
Yes, Deborah Sosa. We'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese. Listen to this. Hi.
Shout out.
Oh, hi. We thought we were going to play your commercial. You're live. Hi, Deborah. CVF Productions is on the phone with us.
Oh, my goodness. Hi. Yes, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, so she's a production office here. They do a lot of local commercials, and she does talent shows with me as well, and finding talent and helping me help support everybody from CVF Productions as David. She found David.
Wow.
So
yes, I did. I'm very proud of my David.
Yeah, he's a really good singer. Really good voice.
Yeah, that last song, you know, David, you gotta send the song into Dawn to play on the radio because it is an awesome song. What you do to me, written by David.
We're gonna do that.
David Van Tice.
If we have enough time, we'll find it, and if he brought it with us, we'll figure that out. We have about 10 people still have to audition in a half hour.
No, on another show.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just wanted to give a shout out to Andrew Heller, who's trying to raise money for kids with cancer. And he's kind enough to be doing a workshop again at our studio, CBF Productions, in Clearwater. And that is on August 12th and 13th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a two-day intense workshop. You will get a lunch break. But Andrew Heller is a film director, and he is currently casting for his new film, A Gift of the Heart. So it is timely for you to take this workshop, which is the Actors Jam session, and it's two-day workshop, and it's $150. Well worth it. You get a handbook, the Actors Handbook, with it, and you also get to be before and perform before a film producer who's currently casting for a major motion picture.
Thank you, Deborah. Again. Thank you. And that's at giftoftheheart.com. Go buy his book, Andrew's on the Road. We talked to him yesterday on the air on a pre-tape show. So giftoftheheart.com with John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, as well as Austin St. John, one of the original Power Rangers, is in his movie. And they've been to the station. So we're trying to work on John Schneider next on that,
that's
too.
Right. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you, Deborah. We'll see you soon. All right. So we're going to have Alexia. Thank you, David, for being here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get everybody in. Alexia, come on over. Sit down here. And tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Do you know Preston, Alexia? Have you guys met?
Okay, nice to meet
you. Okay. She started out with me when she was very young, and she's been one of the top reporters, but not just a reporter. She's doing so many movies right now, I can't even get her to report. Because I put her in front of all these film directors.
I have a lot of interviews that we just haven't had posted out, but I have a lot of interviews for you.
Well, we're going to do a special Alexia hour pretty soon, okay, in the summer. So it's all going to be your interviews and you. All right, that's what I'm trying to do. If I can capture you, you're like Tinkerbell right now. All right, so tell everybody about who you are and a little bit about your background.
Well, my name is Alexia Maria Orihuela. I'm 18 years old, and I was born and raised in Florida. I've been acting since I was officially around 9-10 years old, but I've always wanted to do it since I was like 7. I've always loved singing and acting. I was always a shy and quiet girl, and the only way that I could possibly be myself is through acting and singing, expressing myself and my love for the arts. So I've been in a couple of independent films. Recently, in this past 2 years, I've been doing pretty well. I have my original song called Breathe. You guys can listen to it. I share it on my Facebook link and everything. I have a behind-the-scenes video of me in the studio with it on YouTube. Drigo still helped me. He helped me produce and master the song. And I'm working on some original music now. I also do behind-the-scenes with camera work. I do boom, lighting. I'm learning everything because I feel like it helps me with my acting, appreciating behind-the-scenes as well as the front of the camera so you know what's going on and how you can help when you're acting and everything. It just expands your knowledge in the arts. And so that's what I've been doing for a while, and I hope to be doing it for a lot longer.
Okay, put your headsets on, and what is your monologue that you're going to give today?
Oh, let's see. I'm going to give the Invisible monologue. It's a really short scene. What happens in this movie is a girl, she embodies a ghost that they didn't have, like, well, he's not really a ghost. He's in a coma state. It's a really dramatic movie. And in this scene, she is going to his mother to try to meet him before she dies so she can try to bring him back. And he kind of speaks through her to his mom that he's never had a good relationship with.
Okay, action, 3, 2, 1. Peter, do it. I like how you do it.
Action, 3, 2, 1.
I just need to see him. Please. I don't know why, but I'm supposed to be here. He wrote a note. The day I went missing. I was there, Mom. I watched you. I read it with you. You were hurting too much, and I see that now. I never understood what you were going through when Dad died. How lonely you felt. But I just want you to know, Mom, that I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Talk louder. No, keep going. But yeah, talk louder.
Yeah, well, you're on the air. People are driving. They're listening to you. Now, do you also have a comedy monologue at all?
I kind of have an old one. I don't remember all of it. It's from like a Selena Gomez movie when I was really small.
Okay. So. Well, she is so gorgeous. I want to thank you for being here. But also, you know, Lima Films was interested in maybe writing a script for her. And she has a thing where you do a lot of horror movies. And what I noticed was there's one of you, and wait till you see these photos. And Lima Films, he apologizes just now that he can't be here, but he's going to connect with you. And but you know, beauty queen by day, killer by night. You know?
Wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah, she has. Wait till you see these looks. When we go to a break, you're gonna go, oh my gosh.
Also, but, I forgot to mention, I also do special effects makeup. Yes. So like, I've always liked horror movies. So I have like a really weird mind when I come to like makeup. I'm always like using my mom as a model to like gash her arms.
Let me ask you something. So do you do like regular makeup stuff too?
Oh, yeah. I love do glam makeup.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to go ahead and show me what you got, I will very seriously consider bringing you onto the project. We actually had one of our makeup artists that were on my project. She was offered a job on a major motion picture.
Oh, my.
And so she had to kind of cancel on us. And it's very fortunate that I kind of ran into you, so that's actually really cool.
Yeah, I'm not licensed, but I have been on other movie sets and events where I've been paid to do makeup, because it's something I really love to do. I have an Instagram page. We can trade
information after the show. But oh, you like the horror stuff, yeah?
Yeah, but I do makeup. I've done it for like pageants and everything.
That's terrific.
Awesome. So I do like, I'm on like a few crew sets now, and when I do like behind the scenes, I'm also doing like touch-ups, and besides just the special effects, I do touch-ups, and like the women and the men that come on set that need the makeup, I do the makeup, touch-ups, glam.
Well, you know, I'm actually looking for three pretty girls to be. They come in and they're driving the three redneck guys to a lawyer's meeting, and they kind of pull up in this really big monster truck that they're driving off in. You know, the pretty girls have a monster truck, right? And then the guys jump out of the back, and then they kind of split, you know. I definitely could see you as one of those. And then you could double as a makeup
artist. I don't have a monster truck, but I do drive a truck. It's mine. I got it for my 16th birthday. It's a Silverado Chevy. So
sweet.
I can drive a truck.
Well, we have something that's kind of jacked up with the rims.
Oh, I can do that. My mom said, she taught me when I was driving. She said, if you can drive a truck, you can drive anything.
There you go.
And yeah. I'm not to brag, but I'm a pretty good driver.
Yeah. And she's a talented singer. Wait till you see the special.
I would love to sing right now, but I just got over a cold.
No,
I was
okay,
working yesterday
what?
In the yes. rain, and I'm raspy right now.
Well, since you're here, this is another little gift for you.
Thank you.
This is what I give
my
reporters.
It's a keychain. I have like a necklace, right?
Yes. Now she's got the keychain. That's for reporting for me.
Thank you.
And it has the sparkles on it, so that's my little signature. I want to thank you for helping us
thank
out.
Thank you.
And I look forward to having you at the pageant this weekend with me. Yeah. We're waiting to see if you're judging or not.
Yes.
As well.
I would love to.
Good. Okay, well, I want you to stick around.
Oh, really quick?
Yes, please.
Also, I probably could use you as well. In the fall, I'm going to be starting a web series called Grey Room, Haven's Mill.
Oh, so what is that about?
Wow. It's if you take The Omen meets Twin Peaks.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm.
Oh, she's our man. Oh my gosh. She's got the truck. So, she's got that.
we start on October Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Whoa.
I love that day.
Yeah, so.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a card. You can look me on Facebook, and also then you can go from there. And
definitely, yeah. I'll give you my cards as well. They're outside.
Peter, we need a Hollywood Connection. Kaboom. All right.
Kaboom. Yes.
Thank you. You're welcome. We'll trade cards.
Alexia,
with you guys.
I'd like you to stay here with me and have a seat over there if you can on the other side. And then we have.
And she really is great. She started from the beginning with us.
Thanks, Peter.
Yeah. She started from the beginning. Yeah.
It is 7:36. I hope you're enjoying this. Come on over here. Take the headphones.
Oh,
take the seat.
Goodness.
And put the headphones on. Look who is in the house. She is actually auditioning for you guys right now.
No, I'm not.
Boo. I mean, yeah.
No, I'm absolutely not. I decided to wear a hat because I saw you had a hat. So I'm like, let me come in with my character.
Now, you have many different voices.
I do.
And give me a couple of them.
Oh, you want that one?
No, do your phone voices because you did some phone calling one time.
Oh,
remember?
The phone calling.
Wait, yeah, the phone calling.
Well, wait, what kind of phone calling?
Yikes.
We got minors in the house.
You know, it's funny because you did it last time. Yeah.
We got minors in the house, so I can't do that. However, welcome to AT&T. I am telling you right now, your credit card charges are coming here to India, and we are here to take all your money. Yes, we are the IRS.
Okay.
Very, very.
I know I did.
That's a spot.
Take over.
What did you prepare today for us?
A massage.
Oh, well, you can start right here.
You're okay. High.
You're winning right there. I was just saying.
Yeah, she is an amazing masseuse. So and she's not here. Just a comic. She's serious. She's really a really great, amazing. Serious. Yeah, she does. So they can go to Mama J Speaks on Facebook. You have a website. You're into the spirituality of, you're doing a lot of, you want to give your website real quick?
Core Center for Divinity.
There we go. Core Center for Divinity. Go there. Okay, that's Jacqueline. She came in to do that. She actually came here to find a job for you on your sets.
Well, so, she's actually worked on what two or three of my sets.
Oh,
I'm a good production assistant. I'm a good AD.
She's been a second AD. She's been everything from a clapper to. If no one actually knows what that means, then it sounds really, really bad.
Right.
Okay, so in the meantime, while we are having a masseuse in the house, we've got cameramen. I want to thank your production team that came over here. We have to give a shout out before anything.
Yeah,
and where
this
they
is
can go.
This is Dustin McLeese. He's my he's actually worked with Gerard Lima on Lima Films. He is also working with me on Redneck Games as a DP. He agreed to come in today and film this for us, so we can go ahead and put that on Facebook Live. What we're going to do is kind of edit the edit the footage and then. Like post it out for you guys on YouTube so you can like link it to your page and that and get a good idea of the people that came in today and maybe we can make it a running thing. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
We're excited. I think these live auditions are great and the talent and more people are writing me and I know I want to get everybody on today. But look who is in the house here. I have to tell you, she was my first beauty queen at the age of 5 years old.
Okay.
Come on over here, sweetheart. Tell everybody your name.
I'm Grace.
Do you remember me?
Of course I do.
I know your mom said she's your daughter. I think she said, no, Dawn always wears blue. Did you? I think, or aqua? I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Telling your mom that. That's super cool. And now I saw you in a stroller last time, and you're actors and actresses, and you have headshots and resumes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and do you have those? You can bring those here in a minute. But I'm going to have you take over the mic. And what are you going to do for a monologue? I'm going to have you, who's going to go first? Both of us? Okay, you're live on the air. People are driving. They're listening to you. Come here, Grace.
Okay, we actually have a skit together, so can we do that first?
Yeah. Okay. Take the mic. It's all you. Okay. All right. Action, 3, 2, 1.
Action, 3, 2, 1.
Man, peanut butter duty again? It's like they're making fun of me for being allergic to peanuts. Maybe someday I'll be able to work this some other job.
Talk louder.
Okay. Oh. Welcome to the Value Mart. Would you like some free peanuts?
Oh, yes, please. I love peanuts. Any man who gives me peanuts has the key to my heart.
Oh, just doing my job.
Well, you're doing swell.
Don't you mean shell?
You're pretty funny and cute. Would you like to go out sometime?
Oh, I guess.
Here's my number. Would you like to go to the peanut parlor on Main?
Wait, actually, I'm allergic.
Oh, there's something so confident and strong about a man who loves peanuts. I don't think I could ever date a guy who didn't like legumes as much as I do.
Oh, I guess I'll see you in a week.
You bet. See.
Okay. Oh. And how old are you, honey?
Eight.
And what is your name?
Jean Paul Ponzo.
Jean Paul, wow, that's a very French name, buddy.
There you go. You can take the mic over there, and real quick, Ron, are you looking for children, both of you, for your films as well?
Actually, the truth of the matter is we did have two children's parts, and they were it would have been perfect for you guys, but we already cast them about a month ago. It would have been so good, too, because the scene we have is an older and younger siblings, mm-hmm. That they kind of run into this this kind of vagrant that cons them out of their money to go to the toy store. But we are doing a barbecue scene, which is like a family that kind of gets together, and it's like a big group of like redneck relatives from everywhere, and we could use extras. So if you guys are interested in showing up as like family members.
How about understudies?
Understudies. Oh, well, you know, that's possible too. But we're just like, yeah. we're just like this guy over here. We sent out the scripts months and months ago.
Oh, okay.
So these people have been practicing for quite a while. If someone drops out, then obviously we would love to, you know, entertain that idea. But in the meantime, you know, you'll have a chance to meet some celebrities, and you get fed for free too. So.
And also, Lima Films is
peanuts, right?
And Lima Films is not here today, but he did say he'll look at the tape, and he is looking for children as well. So he got caught in production today, so that's good. Now I'm going to have you take the mic. You have your own monologue, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have you. You have a great radio voice, too. Come here, Grace.
Yes.
All right, take over. Okay. And you're live on the air. People are driving, and they're listening to you. So what is your monologue?
It's called A Pirate Girl.
Pirate Girl. All right, action.
All right, quiet on the set. 3, 2, 1.
Ugh, I cannot stand being on sea anymore. I just want to feel solid ground. Oh, and a nice warm bath would be great, too, instead of bathing in freezing cold seawater. And do you see what it's done to my hair? Split ends. No more pirate's life for me. No more yo-hos with the yo-yos. I'm so tired of seeing these bums in bottles. Ugh. I just want to drink from a chilled glass goblet. Drink some ice cold milk, some water, and some ice. Is that too much to ask for? Oh, and that reminds me. Did you know that you can make ice cream with milk and ice? Oh, would I give anything for a scoop of ice cream? But you'll never find anything like that on a bucket like this. Why do all the wonderful things in life have to spoil so quickly? Scene.
Wow, that was really good
job.
It is a pleasure. Please stick around here. Don't go anywhere. We'll have you sit out there for a minute. Do you guys have anything to say to Grace?
No, I think they both had a terrific performance.
Yes.
I mean, really, very solid. It seems like you rehearsed that script of, you know, over and over again, and that's a very good thing that you show up prepared. That's very important.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, very, very good.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk to you in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, and you've got headshots. We have about 15 minutes left, and we're going to bring these two amazing other girls in. I found them. The story is I did a casting for CBF Productions on Craigslist, and last time I did that, I had, you know, Sugar Mama. You can give that to him, sweetheart. You can stay here and give that to them. Yeah, hand your headshots over to them while you're here, while I'm talking. So anyways, if you remember, you know, Sugar Mama, Joy Marie Payton. So she came in and we did some auditions, and, you know, it was really super cool in Hollywood. And then you girls put over the headsets here. You have to share because you're like alike. You're like Tamia and Tamara. But anyways, long story short, they came over to the audition. They got to meet me. I gave them some great advice. I said, get over to Sunscreen Film Festival. Get networking. And they did. And they saw me on the red carpet. Then I said, get over to the International Christian Film Festival. And they did. And while I was interviewing, people are going nuts taking photos. Is that Tamia and Tamara? Is that Tamia and Tamara? Seriously. So we have a few minutes left. I want you to take the mic and come on over here and introduce yourself.
Outstanding. I'm Angela.
And I'm Valencia.
Hello, hello, hello. Ooh, we love to sing. We love to act and just do jingles and all that wonderful stuff. It's such an honor to be here, Don. You know, we love you.
Thank you. So, can you do a jingle for me? Like,
we
for
can,
them?
We'll sing one of our songs. Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. That way. Okay.
He say, she say, it's just a rumor set out to harm us and it's tearing us apart. He say, she say, it's just a rumor set out to harm us by using our hearts.
That's the song we wrote.
Wow. Very good harmony.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I have some background in music as well, and I got to say, wow, that's right on. To be able to harmonize like that and, like, wow. Very
thank
good.
You. Thank you so
and
much.
All a cappella, that's very good too.
Thank you. Aww, thank you. We love it. We love it. We're just trying to get out there and do a lot more and
yes, and
share
we're
our talents.
Yes, and also. So it's great to know, you know, when we found out that you guys were going to be here as well, you've got some different projects that you're working on that we would love to
be a part of.
You also definitely. Oh, absolutely. Film directors that are watching online and they're like, who are these? You know, get in touch with me. So it's not just here in the house, they're watching you online as well. So, yeah. So what is your monologue right now that you're going to do?
All right, we were going to do a monologue that we wrote, and it's called Two-Way Street.
All right, action. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Tam, how's it going?
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good. Look, I really need to talk to you.
What's wrong?
You know, do you have a few minutes?
Absolutely. What's
well,
up?
Well, there's a guy that I've been dating, you know, and I'm so super excited about him. I think I'm falling in love with him.
Oh, my God.
And we have some pictures and things on Facebook. So I was going on Facebook, and I was just kind of looking at it, and I saw a photo of you in there with him. And so I thought, maybe this is a cousin. Maybe Tam knows.
Wait,
this
what's
guy.
His name?
His name's Michael.
You mean my Michael?
No, my Michael.
Are you kidding me right
no,
now?
No, he's mine. I mean, he
tall Michael.
Me. Tall, handsome.
That's
Michael.
My Michael.
No, he's mine.
Listen,
and he approached me at work.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. And it's only been for maybe a couple of weeks. But
I met Michael a couple weeks ago.
Where did you meet him at?
At the grocery store. I told you about this.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that it was the same person. I
okay, you're gonna have to like lose that. Because
he's mine, and I'm going to need you to back off.
Amber, we've been friends for a long time, and you know I have not met a wonderful guy in a long time that has touched my heart like this. I don't understand. I'm.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk with you about. I thought maybe we could just, you know, I saw him on Facebook, and, you know, with your picture
well,
on
well, we're
going to
call
like
him because this is not going to work.
I'm going to call him.
I'm going to call him.
I'm going to call Michael.
I'm going to call Michael because he's my Michael.
Let's settle this right now.
Yeah, let's. Bye. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys, I'm sorry, but you guys are going to have to back off because they're mine. Mine.
Thank you.
So what do you think, guys? What do you think? This new discovery.
I think you need to turn off Facebook Live so no one else finds out about it. Because you guys are diamonds in the rough. That's so cool. Wow. You just out of nowhere.
I brought them here after we met on Craigslist and you came over and we did the auditions. You got with Keith.
You met through Craigslist?
On the audition.
Of all things.
But they also were on the international. Oh, they were on the red carpet at International Christian Film Festival.
Awesome.
And you did everything I told you to do.
Yes,
I'm
did.
So proud of you. And that's you're skyrocketing now.
Aww,
you know, you're just, and that's why you're here.
Yes. So
there are success stories, ladies and gentlemen, on Craigslist.
Since you've been on my show and you've seen what I've done, can you give advice real quick, what from your heart, what you've seen?
Well, one of the things that's very, very important too, like you mentioned, Dawn, a lot of times, you know, you'll give great advice and it's connecting people to different connections that are out there, but you have to want it bad enough to actually get out and make it happen.
Don't just wait
on the calls to come.
Absolutely.
Follow through, reach out to people, network and all of those things. It's very, very important.
Sure
if you really, really want to do it, you have to be your own advocate.
I agree. And thank you, ladies, for being here. You've got headshots and resumes to give them as well. And we have it for Lima Films, too. He's asking for them online, and you know, so we're going to get that over to him also.
Too bad, Gerard. So sorry. You've been vetoed, buddy.
Well, while I get the next act, too, do you have one more song you want to sing real quick? Harmonize?
I'll do another one, sure.
Okay.
Can I do
too
late?
Saying no.
Sorry. Say no?
Yeah.
Okay. Saying no could be so easy. If I did not care, but I loved you so much that it hurt to turn you down. But if saying no to you means you walk away from me, then baby, you don't understand love.
up and you're not ready for me.
We wrote that song.
We wrote that too.
Wow.
Question. How long have you guys been singing together?
Oh, wow. All of our lives. We're sisters. We're Irish twins. We've been really singing together for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You don't look Irish.
Yeah, somebody else said that.
It.
You know what
you
I mean?
You don't see the Irishness?
Yeah. See, we are less than a year apart. We're less than a year apart, yeah. So we're known as Irish.
So you're twins, Irish, right? On, like, St. Patrick's Day mostly.
Well, 2 months out of the year, yeah.
Me too, me too.
She's still like 12th on
September
12th.
You never know.
We could be. Yeah.
We want to thank you so much for being here. And, of course, they do have Famous Faces. That's under our umbrella. Woohoo. Yes, we're excited.
Yes, we do. We're excited to be with Famous Faces. Yes, we are.
Also, next week, we're going to have Famous Faces interview with Paul Levine. We actually interviewed him on a pre-tape, so it'll be on next week also. Which is super cool. Yeah. Ladies, thank you so much. Stay around. We want to get photos with everybody. I do want to bring in, yes, go ahead, Peter.
We got Vic on the line. He's been waiting patiently here. Vic?
Oh, Vic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a second for Vic, and we're going to bring everybody in here. Vic is a music promoter with Steven Seagal. We've been playing Steven Seagal's music, and I have to put him on real quick, and he's actually going to do a promo with Steven Seagal, calling and saying, hi, Hollywood Connections. You're listening to Dawn Reese, and I want to do a little special shout-out to my son, Rick. Nick, because they are big fans of Steven Seagal's, and we've been playing Steven Seagal's music. Download his music. And Vic, you have a minute. I'm sorry we've been over with auditions. We're going to get you more next week.
No problem.
No, you're here. Wait, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a plan for all singers coming up in July. Tell everybody what our plan is.
Well, what we're going to do is some of these great performers that have been on your show that I've heard, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they're so good, including tonight. We're going to give them an opportunity for their music to be evaluated by the consumer public all over the world, and then see where they can go from there. It's a transparent, fair, and supportive system that we are doing with my company as it relates to artist development, and see where they can go. You know, at least honestly, they'll know where they have a chance to be successful being in the music business and make a living making music.
And that's so
Dawn's
awesome.
Gonna give everybody that opportunity, and I'm going to back her up with it.
So we're going to help people with downloads. Is that correct?
Correct.
I am. Yes. Is that exciting, Yvonne?
Yes.
I know.
Very exciting.
So singers, did you hear the singers that were on the air?
Yes. And I'll tell you, the harmonies I heard earlier, somebody else was commenting about how great they were.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
When people are related, the harmonies are even better. I don't know if the girls were related or not. But
yes, they were.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much, Vic. We'll have more time with singers. We're going to have a special with singers coming up in July as well.
Okay.
And you're a big part of that show.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome.
Steven's going to do the thing for you tomorrow or Friday, and you'll hear from him next week.
Oh, super cool. I know Lima Films is, I bet they're not here because he's working on that script for you. I know. I know. That's why. I know. Steven Seagal came before my show. That's okay. That's all right.
He loves your show, actually, here, and he appreciates the support because nobody really understands how great a musician he actually is and how great the song is. You know, when they think Steven Seagal, they think movies.
Right.
And they're not thinking about him and giving him a fair shot as a musician. But what we've done is given folks the opportunity to evaluate him as a musician. And he has won hands down all over the world. It's great. And thanks to you, Dawn.
Oh, thank you. And Girl, It's All Right, download that song like I did. It's only 99 cents or so. And take a walk and just listen to some great music by Steven Seagal.
Hey, if Hoff can do it, then so can Steven.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Vic, for being on the show.
No
we look
problem.
Forward to you next week. And I want to thank Thaddeus for being here. And Thaddeus, any last words? Do you want to give another monologue? What would you like to say to the guys real quick or to Ron?
I'd just like to say good luck to everybody who's getting started in the industry. It's decently hard, but if you put enough work and have the passion for it, anyone can go anywhere.
Right. And so we have him on the first hour. You guys saw him. We have that film, and we're going to be giving that to other directors as well. I guess I want to have a surprise here, Ron. Your daughter, come on over here, sweetheart. We have 5 minutes left, and introduce yourself live on the air.
My name is Dawson.
Yes, and I said she would be a great reporter, maybe. So she's going to test us out. She's going to say, reporting for Hollywood Connections. You're live on the air. People are driving. And you're going to ask anybody a question here, Yvonne, me, your dad, Preston, Alexia, she's a top reporter, any of the girls, anybody here. All right, so I'm going to give you the headsets, and Peter's going to say action, and ready? Are you ready to go, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Action, 3, 2, 1.
We're here with Hollywood Connections.
Okay, take one. Hi, my name is...
Okay.
Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Okay. My name is Jocelyn Alcatip, reporting with Hollywood Connections.
And what is your question to somebody?
Miss Dawn.
Uh-oh, here I go. I'm on the spot. 4 minutes left.
Okay. What's the most, what's so exciting about being on the radio show?
But at my age, coming up next week for my birthday, I'll be honest with you. Wait a minute, Pedro, go there. I know what you're going to say. Hey, I had a great day today. Before I answered that question, I went out walking. I went to Curves. I went bike riding. I went swimming. Oh, I did the whole marathon today.
You're only as old as you feel.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're supposed to say working with the best producer in the business.
In my heart, and I know what I'm doing on this earth, is to help people like you and singers and Yvonne and people that want to get into show business. Being on the radio gives that outlet for people. And that's why I'm here. And I see God doing many other things. I don't know yet what he's going to do, but I believe this outlet is to help people get connected in show business. I worked for everybody. I can't tell you who. You know, I've been on the big stages in New York putting model searches together. I've worked in modeling schools all over. So people would always say, I need help and I'm not connected. So I'm giving you an outlet. There's so many other people that have connections. But if I can give you that opportunity and open door, and it's up to you and your talent to come on the air and promote yourself, and please keep me posted. You know, I have other people on other shows, and they don't go, oh, it was Dawn that got me here. Or so. I just want to thank you. You know, when somebody gives you a thank you, it means so much to you. You know, and that's all I'm asking. And give God all the glory and honor and watch things happen in your life.
Thank you, Miss Dawn.
Okay, did you want one for Yvonne? We have 1 minute, I think. One? We're good?
Got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right, you have another question? Oh, you come on over here. Oh, she's going to try. You have 1 minute. Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Action. 3, 2, 1.
Help her. Hi, what is your name?
Vanessa.
Are you interested in being a reporter?
Yes.
Okay, can you say reporting for Hollywood Connections?
Reporting for Hollywood Connection.
All right, and what's your question? For anybody, 1 minute. 60 seconds. Yes.
What made you want to start singing?
All right, girls, come here. We're closing the show. Okay. You're gonna sing the closing of the song here. We got 2 minutes. Let's sing together and give her your answer.
Wow, what made us wanted to sing? We love to see people smile, and we like to be able to make a positive difference in people's lives. And we've been able to do that through our music, acting, and voiceovers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ditto that.
I want to thank Greg Raven on this second hour as well. Greg Raven, Greg, come on over here. We have 1 second real quick. And give Greg Raven your website.
www.gregismental.com.
Check out amazing, amazing, amazing talent. Girls, can you close the show singing?
Sure.
All right. And thank you for listening. Next week, the next hour is with Pastor Joe with Hollywood Connections, about your spirit, your heart, and you just really will help you with a lot of prayer if you need it. And food. They have food banks and everything for people that need help. Beaming Hope Church over in Largo. Girls, take it away. End the show. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. And let's...
Too late.
Godspeed ahead.
Amen. And it'll be too late to say I'm sorry. It'll be too late to say forgive me. It'll be too late to confess your love for the Lord. It'll be too late to say I need you. Too late to say please hear me. It will be too late to confess your belief in the Lord.
Hallelujah!
I want to thank you so much for being here, everyone.
Join us next week for Hollywood Connections from 6 to 8 on the Tantalk Radio Network.